Let's see. Who's this here? Is that Greg?
Are you hearing me, Bob?
Yes, I hear you, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, but I think I got cut off. Has the music been dead for about a minute and a half? No music?
I just got in myself.
Oh, okay. I'm going to play one more song, I think.
Okay.
And
go right ahead.
Everybody get excited. The very popular Greg Duffel is back. He is very well liked, apparently, here. But he's going to do a different kind of subject today, I think, so we'll see where that goes. Right, Greg? We'll see.
That's right, Bob.
Okay, I
you are correct,
you guy. I am. Thank you. I know, Greg. I know. Okay. All right, let's go back to what the fuck was I going to play. Very interesting. Listen to this. This is Zappa 30 years ago. It's a little short sound bite. Okay, where is that? Zappa, 30 or so years. Yeah, 1988, 30 years ago. Gene says they could hear us, so I don't know what. The music wouldn't go. So here it is. Here's Frank 30 years ago.
So I would say that in terms of the world getting better, do you know who will make the world better? Not the governments, the businessmen. You know why? Because any accommodation between East and West is going to be based on trade. And so you must look at the governments involved in a way as bystanders, people just kind of watching while businessmen make the deals. The Soviet Union would not be so accommodating today if they didn't need foreign investment to build up their economic base. And let's face it,
yep,
that is what the world really wants. People want to trade with each other. They don't want to blow each other up. The only people who want war are religious fanatics and crazy people in government. Average men and women want to do business. And it's kind of ironic. But to think that in the 60s, all the people said, oh, the businessmen, the bad businessmen. The bad businessmen may save the world by accident.
Okay, Greg, the next song, Kenny Bentz, Looking for an Echo. This is us, Greg. This is our reunion song.
Okay.
Not going. Go. Damn. What's wrong there, Bill? Did I get disconnected? I think I got disconnected again, Bill. Bring me in. Bring me in, Scotty.
You're all hooked up, Bob.
Okay, well, why isn't... What's wrong with that one? Broken.
Yeah.
Christmas, all high school, we used to harmonize. Me and Benny and Ira and two Italian guys. We were singing oldies, but they were newies then. And today when I play my old 45s, I remember when. We practice in a subway, in a lobby, or a hall. Crowded in a doorway, singing doo-wops to the wall. And if we went to a party and they wouldn't let us sing, we'd lock ourselves in the bathroom and nobody could get in. 'Cause we were looking for an echo, an answer to our sound, a place to be in harmony, a place we almost found. And the girls would gather round us, and our heads would really swell. We'd sing songs by the moonlows, the hawthorns, and the bells. And when we sang sincerely, we really sang it high. Even though it was falsetto, we almost reached the sky. We've sung a lot of changes since 1955, and a lot of bad arrangements we've tried to harmonize. Now we've turned into oldies, but we were newies then. And today when I play my old 45s, I remember when. We were looking for an echo, an answer to our sound, a place to be in harmony, a place we almost looking for an echo, an answer to our sound, a place to be in harmony, a place we almost looking for an echo, an answer to our sound, a place to be in harmony, a place we
Yay.
So that's you and Greg, eh, Bob?
Yes, there's many levels.
Reminiscing about the olden days.
Well, we hope that Greg will create at least an echo of what it used to be or what International Connect used to be. But there's a couple other points here. First of all, I don't know if you can read where you are, Greg. Can you read the chat line?
Yeah, just, or you just let me go to that. Yes, I can read the chat line. Yes.
Yeah, so Leah, the latest post, Bob, the only musician alive today. That's one of the many kinds of compliments I get, Greg. Nick in South Africa says, I restored his faith in music. People haven't heard music in decades.
Really?
Well,
it's so poor today. Music is so, no ideas, no craftsmanship.
You know what Zappa said about...
It's not that you shouldn't be the only musician alive today, but because so many have gone by the wayside and no one come up.
That's right.
It leaves you
I remember them all.
Obvious, right? makes you very obvious that you're the only musician alive. Today.
That's right. I've got a memory for the whole 20th century and the 21st century. And Zappa said about rap in the late 80s, he said, that's not music, that's politics. That's soapbox stuff. But he's right. Yeah. So, thank you, Leah. That's a very good statement. And now, Greg, you sent some sound clips. Let's just check
this. I did. We'll get to those. If you can somehow manage to put them somewhere and have them ready for a little bit later, it could be.
Yeah, what I could do, I'll send them to Bill. Let's see if he gets them, and Bill can put them in.
And we can cue Bill.
Yes.
Because you know how much I love it. I must say, I love it when his voice comes on. I love that behind-the-scenes thing. You know, I love
he's
that behind-the-scenes activity.
Yeah, he's like the moron man. You can always count on him to say something interesting when the show needs the
That's not to say – now, he doesn't understand that reference. It's not that he's a moron man. It's that when Daniel Bechert and I were doing – picking up with the International Connection there in the new millennium – there was a man who used to call in and say, good morning, morons. He would call us, we would be morons. And we would accept that. We wouldn't be angry at all saying something like that. I mean, the thing is that your audience says, for instance, things like the only musician alive today. And you embrace that. We embraced, good morning, you morons.
And I know, I heard every time he was on, I'll never forget moron, man. So it's kind of a compliment, Bill, because he would actually bring in a dialectic for Greg and Daniel to bounce off of. The rest of them didn't. They're all choir. He was the only opposition.
He wasn't the only opposition, but he was the most vehement opposition. But he had a strange viewpoint that he wanted us to go further, saying more outrageous things so that he could complain to the government and have us taken off the air. Maybe stymied him on that.
He was the original Al-Qaeda terrorist at the inside cell trying to blow Greg up.
we really weren't good enough. He tried to speak out. He tried to inflame members of the audience who had a habit of phoning in and saying things that could get us taken off the air in Canada, because maybe your audience is all around the world. I know it's global, but maybe a lot of people from the United States, and where you have so-called free speech. Well, we don't have that here in Canada. And I'm not just saying that sort of vaguely complaining or anything. We actually don't have it. We have what's called freedom of expression, which is significantly different than freedom of speech. So there are things that cannot be said on the air, or else you can be fined tens of thousands of dollars. Station can be taken off the air. You know, in the most
You don't have shock jocks. You can't have a shock jock up there.
No. Well, it's true. Howard Stern, for instance, when a Toronto station decided to run him here, they had to have somebody. You know, he was under delay there. He had a guy.
Yeah.
by the name of Tom Chiasano. I think that was his name. The guy who yep. would, for those Stern fans out there that know that I know something, Tom Chiasano would sit there, even with Stern being delayed, he would sit there and cut out things or remove things for American audiences because Stern would be fined by the FCC. In Canada, yeah. it was even further delayed so that they could cut out things that even Tom Chiasano didn't think were
right.
worth cutting out. And
he wasn't Canadian enough.
Right. And the yes, exactly. And the other thing that they used to do, because I could